The 51st Civil Support Team from Augusta, Michigan, and the 53rd Civil Support Team from Indianapolis, Indiana, are participating in Vibrant Response 13-2. The two Army National Guard units will be tested at the Muscatatuck Urban Training Center on how well they respond to a simulated nuclear disaster on U.S. soil. Muscatatuck Training Area is a 1,000-acre urban training facility in the Midwest. It is used to train civilian first responders, joint civilian-military response operations, and military urban warfare. Mr. Jay Norris has been an Army North Division Chief of the Observer Trainers for the past 13 years. He knows all too well how critical the realism of the training environment needs to be in order to validate a unit's capabilities.
Well, it replicates an actual American town. It has all the facilities of a typical small town, and that's the kind of environment these troops will be training in. You know, this mission is not exactly like a typical mission in Afghanistan. This is urban, this is American ground, so this provides great opportunity.
Units come to Muscatatuck to experience on a large scale the right way to train and respond to a stateside disaster. First Lieutenant Zachary Martinez from Richmond, Indiana, is the platoon leader for Charlie Company, the 1st Infantry Battalion, 151st Infantry Regiment, Indiana National Guard. His unit deployed to Muscatatuck to conduct realistic training on disaster response.
The environment's pretty real world. They got everything from train stations, the subways, buildings, broken down cars. I think it's a pretty good reenactment of a real situation.
Reporting for U.S. Army North, I'm Army Sergeant Crystal Crawford.